Rad Rehabilitation Goodwill Complex was founded with the motto of teaching. This complex has taught many Iranians the concept of capability in spite of disabilities. Here's an inspiring feature by Safura Noruzi.
Hey Sarah, what's up?
Actually, this whole past week I've been doing my homework and I found that...
اینجا مجتمع آموزشی نیکوکاری رد هست که ویژه معلولین هست. ما در سراسر ایران حدود 15 تا مرکز داریم.
Having a disability is a challenge that not that many people face, but they battle and overcome their limitations every single day of their lives. They go to school, get married, work, play, laugh, cry, and dream like everyone else. RAD nonprofit organization renders exceptional services in education, advocacy, and outreach to support people with special needs in achieving their potential in various arenas of society.
حدود 3 دهه از فعالیتش میگذره و ما معلولین جسمی حرکتی رو دیگه گذشته از اینکه چه ملیتی دارن و چه مذهبی دارن بر ما فرقی نمیکنه.
RAD provides an open and caring environment by offering numerous workshops and classes, including, but not limited to, computer science, self-development, the fine arts, choir, and different styles of music. The artworks on the walls led me to... Ms. Parveen Khalegi told me how during her 2 years of volunteering at RAD in the craft of marquetry, she has seen students flourish into skillful trainers.
بچه‌ها چون اینجا هم زمانی بیشتری رو دارن، خیلی کارهای سنگین‌تر و بهتری رو انجام میدن.
I got to sit down with Ida, an instructor in the making. She showed me how to use the saw, or kamun, which means bow. She told me that getting cut is part and parcel of learning this ancient craft.
This is called a bow, and apparently I was working too roughly and sorry.
حالا تابلویی که ما توی این کلاس تولید می‌کنم بچه‌ها در حد صادراته.
How delicately my friends apply pieces of veneer to their work, as if putting together pieces of a puzzle, transforming an image into a dimensional gem. The power of vision.
Let's check out this class. بچه سلام.
If these paintings and drawings were hung in an art gallery, I would have never guessed they were created by an artist with disabilities. I was captivated by the abundance of colors and shades, the way they held their tools to brush away the pain in painting, the canvas, a pillar of hope. Daria let me practice on her work of art. From her, I learned that there is so much to learn, not just in art, but in adapting to different lifestyles.
So what I learned is that there must be a goal first. I must first have a goal before touching the canvas.
I had a chance during break to sit with my new friends. They confided in me. We shared memories. Some even let me in on their love stories and broken hearts. Imagine going through the ups and downs of life, in addition to living with an impairment. I now know that the only disability in life is losing faith and taking health for granted. I was next invited to be amongst the musicians, an enchanting ensemble of traditional instruments comprised of the sitar, daf, tombak, and santur.
Let's see if I can get this right.
Well, at least I didn't break anything like I previously did in the wood carving workshop.
At this biannual food charity festival, cooking and eating is giving.
People from all walks of life and age groups turned out for RAD's fundraising event. It was inspiring to see vendors, restaurants, and individual chefs taking a stand behind their booths for a good cause.
Charity work is refreshing. It doesn't need to be complicated. There are numerous ideas for fundraising, as we have seen tonight at this happening food festival.
Actually, I think this will be a great place for Dawood.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Anytime.
All right, okay. I'll wait to hear back from you. Bye, Sarah.
Safura Nowruzi for Iran.